You're listening to SBS News.
After months of shocking testimony, including that dead people were charged advice fees by banks, Commissioner Kenneth Hayne has delivered his 1,000-page interim report to the Governor-General. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says it's a frank and scathing assessment of Australian financial institutions.
Too often, simply selling products and services have become the sole focus of attention. Greed has been the motive, as short-term profits have been pursued at the expense of basic standards of honesty.
The Commissioner stopped short of making recommendations, but he did take aim at the regulators, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission and Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, for their seeming inability to punish bad behaviour, stating,
"Much more often than not, when misconduct was revealed, little happened beyond apology from the entity, a drawn-out remediation program and protracted negotiation of a media release."
Acting opposition leader Tanya Plibersek has responded to the report, saying an elected Labor government will establish a task force to reform the financial sector.
Today, Labor is announcing that we'll crack down on the sickening rorts and rip-offs that have been exposed through the Royal Commission. If elected, a shortened Labor government will establish a Financial Services Royal Commission Implementation Task Force to reform the culture of profit over people in the financial services sector.
The recommendations appear unlikely to include more legislation, with the Commissioner stating,
"Passing some new law to say again, do not do that, would add an extra layer of legal complexity to an already complex regulatory regime. What would that gain?"
The CEO of the Australian Banking Association, Anna Bly, says the banks will do better.
"Make no mistake, today is a day of shame for Australia's banks. Having lost the trust of the Australian people, we must now do whatever it takes to earn that trust back."
With a final report due in 5 months, the Treasurer says if an extension is requested, it will be granted. Over 9,000 submissions were received by the Royal Commission, but so far less than 30 customers have had the chance to tell their story. Tanya Hargraves feels she's not been heard and says the Commission should be expanded. She says a disastrous refinancing plan saw her lose her farm, house and business.
You try and put a bad experience behind you. And I'm trying really hard to do that. But, you know, I'm 57 years of age and I can't work for 25 years the way I did when I was in my 30s and 40s. And it's like I have no future.
The next round of hearings will be in November. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.